This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Purchase a set of 4 Courser AXT or Courser CT and receive a $75 Visa reward card. Purchase a set of 4 Avenger Touring LSRs and receive a $50 Visa reward card. For more information, go to MastercraftTireRebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto, on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Listen for high school football on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Sunset Restaurant in Mount Olive, Morton Buildings in Litchfield, Big Ed at Wernsing's Appliances and Video in beautiful downtown Litchfield and beautiful downtown Carlinville, Reflections Hair and Tanning Salon in Carlinville, and by the Pizza Man in Litchfield. For over-the-air broadcast and internet broadcast information, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.43 and a quarter, up 4. March corn, $4.56, up 4. May corn, $4.64 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. November soybeans were $12.95, up 6 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, $12.95, up 6. March soybeans, $12.79 and a quarter, up 8 and a half. December wheat was $6.87, down 2 and a quarter. March wheat, $6.96 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. May wheat, $7.01 and 3 quarters, up a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday, the Forest Report of Grain and Prices and Trends, prepared by the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Technical trading moved corn and beans higher today, with rain in some areas easing harvest pressure. Moisture in the western wheat areas pressured wheat lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 to 5 higher at 412 to 428. Soybean bids were 6 to 12 higher at 1264 to 1290. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 11 higher at 414 to 430. Soybean bids were up 10 to 15 cents at 1270 to 1292. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 6 cents at 406 to 426. Soybean bids were 7 to 10 cents higher at 1268 to 1301. Wheat bids were mostly 2 to 3 cents lower at 636 to 665. Soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 to 12 cents higher at 1295 to 1310, with basis unchanged to 5 higher at option to 15 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 444.30 to 446.30, up 350, with basis unchanged at 13 to $4.35 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were up 4 cents at $4.23 to $4.47, with bases unchanged to 20 under to 4 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $4.18 to $4.28. Basis was down 2 to 8 cents at 15 to 25 under the December. Soybeans ended up 7 cents at $12.94 to $13, with basis up 1 at 1 to 7 over the November. East St. Louis barge and loading elevators placed their producer corn bids up 3 cents at $4.38 to $4.40. These elevators raised their soybean prices 5 to 8 cents at $13.15 to $13.16. Soft wheat closed 3 to 7 lower at $6.82 to $6.87. Milo ended up 4 cents at $4.78 to $4.79. Bids for producers for January delivery. In northern Illinois, corn was $4.19 to $4.44. Soybeans for January delivery in northern Illinois at $12.65 to $13.06. In central Illinois, corn for January delivery was $4.22 to $4.44. Soybeans for January delivery were $12.81 to $13.04. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.34 to $4.47. In January delivery for soybeans was $12.80 to $13.15. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $128.05, up 62 cents. December live cattle, $132.42, up 65 cents. February live cattle, $134.30, up 75 cents. October feeder cattle were $164.45, up 35 cents. November feeder cattle, $165.95, up 32 cents. January feeder cattle, $165.95, up 55 cents. October lean hogs were $91.85, up 55 cents. December lean hogs, $87.62, up 85 cents. February lean hogs, $89.85, up 70 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Friday afternoon, the 4th, livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 67 to 71, 4 to 5 at 70 to 73, and 5 to 550 at 72 to 75, and over 550 at 74 to 76. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 61 to 65. The report from Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, October 3rd, receipts were 281 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold 1 to 2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold 1 lower in a light test, and slaughter cows sold 2 to 10 higher. Steers choice, 120.75 to 126. Steer select and choice, 117 to 117 and a quarter. Steers select at 112 to 117.50. Holstein steers choice at 106 to 113.50. Heifers choice at 121.25 to 125.50. Heifer select and choice at 118.75 to 120. Slaughter cows, breakers average dressing at 82 to 84 and low dressing at 77. Boners average dressing at 74 to 80 and high dressing to 81 to 85.50 and low dressing at 65 to 66. Leans at 60 to 69 average dressing and low dressing 48 to 58. Slaughter bulls average dressing from 80 to 92. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.45. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.38. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.45. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.38. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.88. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.01. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.51. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.45, corn at Scottville is $4.45, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.88, and wheat at Scottville is $6.51. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 19 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Becoming partly cloudy later on today, high temperatures in the mid-60s with light northwest winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, our temperature 46 degrees. And over the weekend, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caufeen, a tenth of an inch of rain. Once again, 46 degrees at the Weather Center, and it's time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show. Brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
The U.S. Grains Council says an unsettling trade barrier is brewing in Central America. The Panamanian government has published the regulations governing quota administration for powdered milk, rice, and corn, which are all governed by the auction system as part of the Panama-U.S. Trade Promotion Agreement. According to the Grains Council, Panama's government has exploited a loophole in the agreement and closed the imports of U.S. corn for 3.5 months at the beginning of 2014. The council immediately began to work with U.S. Trade Representative, USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service in Panama, and the Panamanian government and the Panamanian poultry industry to find resolution. While the hope is to resolve the issue informally, the Grains Council notes key employees of the USTR and FAS Panama are unable to do their job in keeping markets open for the U.S. products because of government furloughs. Panama produces approximately 85,000 metric tons, or 3.3 million bushels, of corn annually. They import 350,000 tons, or 13.8 million bushels, each year. The Panamanian government has historically closed the market each year to imports from January to April, but the Grains Council says it was believed that under the FTA, this pattern of closing the market would no longer be acceptable. The government shutdown will likely keep USDA from issuing its crop report this Friday, and American Farm Bureau Federation chief economist Bob Young says that will disrupt commodity and futures markets. USDA's website has gone dark, and its scheduled release of key reports now seems highly unlikely, with those who work on the reports furloughed.
No question it's going to disrupt the market from the information flow that it traditionally has. And so because of that, the market's going to move through those few days, and traders are going to go back and look at independent or outside or private forecasts, et cetera, and those private forecasts are going to be what kind of drives the markets, I think, for a few days there.
So Young says there will be no official number to point to on production, stocks, demand, price, yield, and more. He adds not everyone will have access to key data.
The downside is that you're going to have select folks having access to that data, and the entire market's not going to have access to that data. The market's going to be able to kind of suss that out over, you know, a period of a day or two, not a few hours or so, but you're going to have folks that have access to that private data are going to be able to, I'm sure, take advantage of that and trade on that information.
Which will affect prices up and down the food supply chain. Young says U.S. competitors who examine USDA reports closely will also turn to other data sources.
They've got their own kind of special interest traders, et cetera. You've got private services, et cetera, that are available to people. And I think, you know, again, the trade is going to figure that information out, what that private information is, and we'll work on going from there.
The lack of daily USDA data is already slowing down trade in the livestock markets, making it harder to reach cash settlements for lean hogs and feeder cattle. The CME Group says a prolonged shutdown could interrupt settlement prices for certain livestock futures and options contracts, starting with those this month. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.